3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is hot. And we got a lot of material that we are going to have to get through this afternoon. Make no mistake about it. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is going to be with us in just about 30 minutes. The sheriff wants to address some of the, to put it mildly and politely, skewed coverage of what happened at the Chesterfield County Courthouse last week with the presence of ICE and what the sheriff describes as very unfair, perhaps even unprofessional television news coverage. But he'll be with us at 3:35 to discuss that. We at 5:05 are going to announce the first ever recipient of the Jan McTernan Legacy Award. Each and every month now, for going on the better part of a decade, we have presented the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday Award. Every month we find a Central Virginia law enforcement officer, and we honor that person because of things they have done, they are doing, going above and beyond, representing truly the best of the badge. Well, the Jan McTernan Legacy Award is going to go above and beyond even the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. This is exclusively for a Central Virginia law enforcement officer who has served for more than 20 years, is eligible for retirement, and will leave behind a legacy to their respective agencies. It is not going to be presented on a frequent basis. It will not be presented more than once per year. That's it. The inaugural recipient was selected, and we recorded a great, great discussion with this person. There was a wonderful party that happened at the Radio Factory in honor of this person. And we will listen to that conversation at 5:05 this afternoon. Do not miss it. I should tell you that it's been a week of major victories, huge wins for President Trump. Win after win after win. And I have been thrilled looking at each of these victories. My gosh, just it really just seems every single solitary day there is another victory, another win for President Trump. If you've lost track of the wins, I will refresh your memory in a little bit, I promise you. I'm actually going to run down some of the big wins. If you are white, you probably will not want to live in New York City if, in fact, the communist Jew hater is elected mayor, because he said, well, I mean, even if you are non-white, I'm thinking you probably still won't want to live there, but white people in particular have already been identified by the Jewish communist, not Jewish communist, the Jewish Jew hating communist, as people who will pay higher taxes. He's decided that taxes, amongst other things, should be based on race. Does it get more bigoted? Does it get more racist? I don't think so, but he's going full steam ahead with it. It's crazy. It's absolutely absurd. But that is out there. We'll address that as well. Tom Tillis has turned out to be something of a turncoat. A senator from North Carolina. It pains me because I knew Tom Tillis 1,000 years ago when I lived and worked in Charlotte, North Carolina. But man, he has, I don't know exactly what it is that happened to him, but he's just gone off the rails, which I guess is okay in this respect. President Trump said, all right, well, you know, you do you, that's fine. But we are going to find somebody to run against you in the primary, somebody that actually cares about making America great again, that's going to look out for the benefit of this nation and help those people who would like to be helped. And then Tillis decided, well, I'm not going to run for re-election. Good. Good riddance. Happy to see you leave. If you could leave today, that would be great. You know, we're going to get a new president out at UVA. A new president for the University of Virginia. I am here to tell you that one of the questions must be, what will you do about the unhinged Larry Sabato? Larry Sabato, as you know, heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato at UVA and sucks in a huge amount of taxpayer money. Your money and my money. And he is unhinged, to put it politely. I think the man is deranged. Now, everybody has always known that he is a big time Democrat. That's not a shock. And I think everybody was willing to give him a little room to maneuver. Right? He is what it is. It's a little bit like that Jeff Shapiro over the Times Dispatch. I think he's finally retired, right? Is he gone? But Shapiro is a big time leftist, big time Democrat. And he was a political columnist, so he can have any political views that he wants. I don't begrudge him that. I think what was always annoying was when they tried to present him as a reporter as opposed to a columnist. Because he was never, not in recent history, a reporter. Maybe he was a reporter at some point. But certainly not in recent history. So why they presented him that way from the Times Dispatch, I don't know. But they did. As a columnist, you may not have agreed with his perspective. I certainly didn't. But he wasn't a bad writer. But everybody knew. You know, all right, well, he's a left-wing guy. He's a Democrat. Okay, well, now I know as I read his columns. Because they're opinion pieces. The more they tried to say, oh, well, he's actually a reporter. I think every once in a while he would say he was a reporter. And I could only say, well, no, you're not. Doesn't make you a bad guy. Just means clearly you're not a reporter. So anyway, Sabato has always been a Democrat. But he has gone so far off the rails and has, as you know, because we did actually report on this, he referred to Trump supporters, that includes me, as Nazis. So that being the case, it's time for him to go. It was time for him to go quite some time ago. But that Jim Ryan at UVA was clearly running interference for a fellow left-wing extremist in Sabato. So the new president of UVA, whoever that might be, the incoming president of Mr. Jefferson's University, must be asked directly by the UVA Board of Visitors, what is your position on Sabato? And if they pull this, oh, well, I don't know anything about it. I'm not there yet. Sorry, you're not qualified for the job. You're going to have to show up to this job interview knowing a thing or 10 about UVA. You can tell us that you're not familiar with the nightlife in Charlottesville. Okay, I'll give you that one. But if you're going to be the new president of the University of Virginia, and you will not state on the record that you will absolutely, positively shut down that Sabato Center and kick Sabato off the payroll and off campus, then I got a problem with you. Simple as that. All right, what else have we got? Oh, I've got an update on the laptop. I've got an update on a few different things, actually. Let me remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. You are always welcome to visit me over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Just about 20 minutes from now, my friend Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard's going to be here. If you want to get a sneak peek about what the sheriff will be addressing, you might want to head over to his Facebook page. Check it out. Check it out. He is none too happy with the manner in which Channel 8 covered what happened at the Chesterfield County Courthouse last week. And he's going to lay it all out for us. Looking forward to it. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.